Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing the subject called The Bible Principle of Seed, Time and Harvest. And we're doing part 9 today of 11-part series. And the topic is called Speak the Words of Life, Speak God's Word. As I've said in part 8, when we first come into the kingdom of God, we're speaking and thinking what the world says, because we've been trained that way from physical birth until we get born again spiritually. God says he needs to renew our mind, and he renews our mind by the washing of the water of the word. What does that mean? It means God says that our mind needs to be renewed to the word of God. It's a cleaning process. If you can imagine dirty clothes going into a washing machine and you put soap suds in there, to wash them and clean them, then you close the door and you wash the machine and the dirt comes out of your clothes. So it is with the word of God and our situation. When we first come into the kingdom of God, our thinking process, our words are like the dirty clothes in that washing machine, and God has to put your clothes, your thinking process, into his washing machine and wash it by the water of the word. In other words, God needs to wash all the dirt out of your thinking process and out of your words and out of your actions that has been put there over the years by the world. It's become so established that it becomes normal. We say things like, my back's killing me, my foot's killing me, I'll never be good, I'll be a failure. And that sounds normal, but in reality, to God's word, it is the opposite. And God says from the very day we got born again that we have to renew our mind to the word of God, to the truth, and not what the lies of the world says. So it's very important not only to speak what God says, but also to speak words of life, which is God's word. In John chapter 6, verse 63, we read, reading from verse 63, it is the spirit that quickens or gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. This is Christ speaking also. There is life in every word of God. In fact, Jesus said it this way, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. There is spirit life in every word of God. Your words affect your spirit, and you can speak words of life to your spirit, agreeing with God. You can speak words of death to your spirit by agreeing with the devil. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14, it says, the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The spirit of man, or the human spirit, will sustain his weaknesses. One translation says the human spirit will hold off or hold in weaknesses or sicknesses or infirmities. It will work either way. The human spirit, the heart of man, will hold off or hold onto weaknesses depending on what you speak into your spirit. That is why the word of God says about it, the heart will also hold weaknesses off or hold it in. What you sow, you will also harvest. As we take God's word, which is spiritual life, and we speak it into our heart, we produce what the word says. God wants us to speak his words of life and not the world's words of death. It's very important to understand this system. The next topic coming up will be topic number 10, be careful what you plant. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.